This sucks more than anything that has ever sucked before.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Welcome to First Friday.
Yeah. 7:12, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
What's up?
I'm just being me.
What?
Are you them boys have been whacking on my shit?
I love that guy.
Oh, man.
It's Hank Hill and Beavis and Butthead.
Love it. Yeah. Love it. But like I said, Mike Judge is behind both of those, and so that's literally what it is.
Yeah. Are they whacking? You them boys have been whacking on my tool shit. Hey, you are they still making King of the Hill?
No.
Yeah, they stopped that,
they
right?
stopped making that a while ago. Yeah. A while ago. What a great show.
What's he doing now?
I don't know. Whatever he wants because he's worth millions of dollars.
Yeah, he probably doesn't have to do anything.
He's made a couple independent movies. He did like Extract with Jason Bateman. Yeah. And
wasn't he in that one? Wasn't he in the Wild West?
Million Ways to Die in the West?
Yeah.
I think so. I think he had a part in
that one.
Yeah.
You know, have you ever seen an interview with him? He's very, very mellow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very dry. And his real voice is basically Butthead.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very, very mellow. It's a mix of like Butthead and King of the Hill.
Yeah.
And Hank Hill.
Yeah.
That's really the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
Love it, man. Anyway, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, obviously, holidays are upon us. There's a lot of stress going on. Even if you love the holidays, there's still stress. Still a lot of stress.
Seems like a lot of the female stress.
Two new surveys on holiday stress just came up. They found that 88% of people find the holiday stressful. And for people who have to travel, it's 98%.
Wow.
The average couple will get in 7 holiday-related fights this year.
Jeez.
7.
It is the most season.
The most common things we fight about were where to spend the holidays, how much to spend on gifts. 13% of us have also argued on whether to get a real tree or a fake tree.
Oh, boy.
I want a real tree. Well, no, because I'm going to have to be the one that cleans it up.
Is your family like, hey, we're not going to do gifts this year?
Yeah, actually. And I told my parents that. I said, look, only for the, I don't need anything. Don't get me anything.
I'm
serious. Just for the kids. Just for the kids. For my niece and nephews. That's the only ones. There's nothing that I need. There's nothing that my folks need to spend money on for me that I'd be like, I really needed this, but I don't want to buy it myself. You know what I mean?
I still give my parents the JCPenney magazine with a bunch of circled items.
Then Christmas morning, like, what the hell?
All right. Come on.
I was okay this year.
It's my gift.
Overall, the 5 most stressful things about this time of year are buying presents, managing your budget, cooking, prepping the house for guests, and cleaning up before and after you have people over.
I think cooking is the big one. You know, I've learned to stay out of the kitchen during the holidays.
Is it terrible that I love that there are places that are open, like, Chinese restaurants or places that you can go and get food? Don't stress.
No.
I'm not going to be upset if there's not fresh cooked ham and, you know, homemade biscuits on the table. If you just want to go get Chinese food, who cares?
Yeah, just get along, have a good time.
Yeah,
you're spending time with the family. I know not everybody's family is perfect, but you know it's that time of the season.
We do it to ourselves.
Spread joy.
Yeah, we do it to ourselves. We stress ourselves out because we think it's a certain way it needs to be. I don't care if it's frozen pizza and cheap mixed drinks. It's not the end of the world. Things have changed in my mind. Like Kiki, when we had that Friendsgiving thing, she was top to bottom cleaning the house. And I know she wants it to look nice, but I'm like,
Who cares?
Okay.
Be you.
It's not the end of the world.
You don't have to be perfect.
If someone finds a little dust bunny behind the couch.
Honestly, I kind of feel a little weird going into an extremely clean, organized house. Like, these people are like, gee.
They're murderers.
You know?
Yeah.
Nobody's house is this clean.
Why is it so clean? Because you kill people and clean up after it?
Can I throw this out there, too? This holiday season, spend time with your grandparents. Talk to them.
Yeah.
Hang out with them.
Because they might
love them.
They might be dead.
Yeah, they might not be there next year. That's no joke, though.
Talk to all of your family.
You know?
You know, even the ones that you've had a falling out with. It's the time to reconcile. It's time to bring family together.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Even that weird uncle.
Yeah.
It's always trying to wrestle you.
Jesus. The weird uncle, man.
We all got him.
Everybody's got a weird family member.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Fortunately, mine are all pretty Well, you pretty good.
That's because you're the weird one.
Maybe I'm the weird one.
You're the weird one.
Damn it.
If you say, oh, no, my family's normal, that means you're the weird one.
You're the guy.
You're the guy or gal. Lastly, you know, we like to work out, get fit. You know, part of that is to feel sexy, look sexy.
Yeah.
However, there's nothing sexy about what I'm about to read to you. Apparently, one of the hottest new fitness trends, chugging a gallon of whole milk every day. It's called the GOMAD diet, and it stands for gallon of milk a day. I'm going to repeat this again. The new diet trend, chugging a gallon of whole milk a day.
Milk was a bad choice.
Nice. Nice. I'm gonna throw it out there.
Yep.
I'm going to put it out there. It's not healthy.
Yeah.
It's not healthy at all. Being a diabetic, going to my doctor, she's like, you know, there's a lot of things you can't eat. There's a lot of things you can't do.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm telling you, milk.
Milk?
She's like, you know, a lot of people love it. It's good for the bones.
I love milk.
But there's a lot of stuff in milk that's it's not good for you.
Especially chocolate milk.
You know?
Oh, I love chocolate milk.
Oh, it's good.
Dude.
It's good.
You should try the Fairlife. Have you tried the Fairlife milk yet?
It's not. Is that like the almond milk?
No. It's regular milk, but they've taken out a lot. It's got like 50% less sugar.
Really?
Dude, delicious. Yeah. Oh, they're chocolate milk.
That's the
damn
thing.
Son.
People don't realize how much sugar is in
there. A lot of sugar. Yeah. And added sugar and everything. Mm-hmm. Well, so now this isn't actually to lose weight. It's for people looking to pack on muscle, 240 extra calories by chugging this whole milk.
Well, just take some whey protein.
You could do that.
You know, maybe some creatine.
What fun is that? No, I want to chug a gallon of whole milk.
Are you doing like a radio station challenge or something?
Now, wait. Studies have found a connection between high levels of calcium and prostate cancer. Plus, when you drink that much whole milk, you could be too full to eat other foods that have the vitamins and nutrients you need. Chugging milk is apparently a hot trend for white supremacists. They want to prove that their European roots help them process lactose better. And one big side effect of pounding all that milk is horrible flatulence.
Actually,
that's true. Anytime when you drink, I know when you drink milk.
Yeah.
Would you stop farting, please?
Where are you getting all these clips from?
Would you stop farting, please?
Did you show prep?
Yeah,
you're show prepped.
I always show prepped.
Look at that.
You son of a bitch.
You got a nice little clip there.
You know what? I always got stuff ready to go. If you think I'm not show prepping, this is what I think of you. Oh, damn it. It wasn't on. This is what I think of you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, I don't know if I recommend this. I love milk.
Let's just put it out there.
Everything in moderation.
An excess of anything
is bad.
Is not good for you.
Yep.
Especially amount of any, especially milk.
Guys, you imagine doing this diet in the summer? Oh, I'm trying to pack on muscle. It's time for me to chug a gallon of whole milk. It's 98 degrees outside. Woo. No, thank you. Anyway, that's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it? Well, especially after a gallon of milk, it will.
Listen, the morning dump on the...